looking through my notebook, and I find a passage that I remember writing, as in I remember the day and the moment that I was sitting on the bed and using a pencil to sketch out these ideas and words. But as I read it and the content of what I wrote, I don't remember thinking this or understanding this. So let me read it now. When I read, a voice appears in my mind, and that voice tells me things, information that I may find useful, interesting, inspiring, or not. Reading is listening by way of the linguistic mechanism of the transcribing eye-brain-memory complex. It is difficult to visualize in my mind with the same clarity as I have when vocalizing or speaking in my mind. Sometimes I hear amazing music in my mind. On occasion, I've had brilliant internal visualization, often in synchronic relationship to some oral phenomena like music. Why is there a voice in my mind? The internal voice designates, accesses, and elucidates the mental idea, but the word is not the idea. The idea of tree is not confined to the word tree. To designate an area of experience, such as a group of shapes and colors isolated within a visual scene, as a particular symbolic idea, such as a tree, does not require vocalization, either externally or internally. It does not even require conscious recognition of the act of designation. As many symbols may be designated within the parameters of a scene or situation without conscious awareness of the organizational process. Therefore, there is some mechanism beyond language, but only accessible to the naked human being through language, which actually stores and associates the symbol of perception. Why is language the access point? Why is vocalized sound the medium on which the entire human experience depends? The mentally internalized medium is voice, which is a very specific modulation of sound phenomena, essentially an abstract pattern or system of patterns in the acoustic field. The system of acoustic patterns is evolved on a platform of social coupling between beings, which is expressed through mutually adaptive behaviors, which conserves societal and communal adaptation. This is a form of love. Just as language has evolved on a platform of social coupling, culture has evolved on a platform of linguistic coupling. Self-reflection is evolving on a platform of cultural coupling. Now that the culture is singular and world-spanning, as well as plural and boundary-dissolving, self-reflection is new. Self-reflection is evolving, incomplete, and potentially ahistorical because it incorporates both memory and imagination into its process. This imaginatory capacity gives self-reflection a pathway to transcending history, given a suitable evolutionary vehicle. A suitable evolutionary vehicle would be a level of organization that is beyond language, beyond the linguistic domain, beyond the dimensions of culture and history. Like other domains of organization, once a being builds beyond language, there is no return. The experience of living at the linguistic level will be lost. The voice in the mind will no longer be the organizing medium of self-reflecting human beings.